Yes, for some reason,
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I was
okay. All right,
we
thank
were
you.
At the part of you were about to give me the names of some, well, you
yes.
did give me the, some candidates, but another list, I think.
Okay, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among, you know, the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eileen Higgins and Joe Carroyo.
Eileen Higgins, down, hands down.
Okay. And, okay, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eileen Higgins and Alfonso Alfie Leon.
That would be Eileen Higgins again, just because I don't know the other person yet.
Okay, and if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among, you know, following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eileen Higgins and Miguel Solomon.
Same story. I don't know that person, so Eileen Higgins wins.
Eileen Higgins. All right, sir. And do you approve or disapprove of the job, you know, that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? And would
well,
that
like
be
I said, she happens to be my commissioner for my district. And I, you know, like I said earlier, I have a somewhat favorable opinion of her.
So would that be strongly approve of her job, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove? Or
I wouldn't strongly approve, but I would just somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. All right. All right, sir, we almost finished with this survey. I only have a couple of statements I'm going to read to you about Eileen Higgins. Please indicate
okay.
if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If it will make no difference to you one way or the other, please indicate as well, okay?
Or just whatever statements. Are they facts or not?
Yes, statements about her supposed
okay.
to be facts, but you know they don't say nothing. They just, I mean, if you listen to, you know, you probably say, oh, that's true or that's not true. Okay, that's why you're gonna give me your answer. Okay. And while so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted you know, to more than double her taxpayer funded commission compensation, you know, and benefits for $130,000 per year. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference one way or the other?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat okay. less. Okay, since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live in and work in the county, in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policy have only made it worse, especially, you know, for seniors on a fixed incomes. Would that make you much more likely to vote for her, someone more likely, someone less, much less, or no difference?
Well, I just don't think she can be blamed for part of that statement, so it really doesn't make a difference for me.
Okay, that's fine. That's why we're doing this service, right? Okay, Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayers dollars, you know, for foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed. And Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods.
I do remember that.
Would that
okay.
make you much more likely, someone less likely, much less likely, or no difference in your vote?
Believe it or not, that's somewhat less likely as well.
Somewhat less likely. Okay, Eileen Higgins says, you know, she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score on transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, you know, buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop. Or, you know, taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft, would that make you much more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
Not. I don't know if you're talking about the same person, but I know an 80-year-old woman who was in that situation. So I don't know if I know happened to know what you're talking about. But, yeah, that's a lot less likely.
A lot less likely. Okay. Okay, during these challenging times, you know, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. Would that make you much more likely, someone more likely, someone less, much less, or no difference?
So, I'll ask you first. Did you say 20 million with an M or a billion with a B as in boy?
No, a million with a M.
Oh, that's nothing. So, no, it doesn't bother me.
Okay, no difference. And the last one said, Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out long-term residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. Would that make you much more, someone less, or much less, or no difference?
I don't think that makes a difference, Peter Gurnell. Even though I feel strongly about it.
Okay, no difference, right?
Even though I feel strongly about the issue, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, and one last time, you will be asked a few short questions about August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. And we're almost done with this survey, okay? If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among, you know, following candidates, for whom would you vote, Eileen Higgins or Joe Carollo?
Again, unfortunately, Eileen Higgins, hands down, that one.
Okay. All right, in the primary election for, you know, Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among, you know, following candidates, for whom would you vote, Eileen Higgins and Alfonso Alfie Leon?
Do I have to vote for that? In other words, I would like to learn a little bit more about the other candidate, which is what I'm going to be doing before the primary, so I can make a better decision. But if it's just based on what I know today, it would be Eileen Higgins, unfortunately.
Okay, no problem, sir. Okay, now if the primary election. Okay. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among, you know, following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eileen Higgins and Miguel Solomon.
Yeah, that's the other one I told you I didn't know. Eileen Higgins only because I know what I'm going
to get. Oh, okay. All right, so now I'm going to ask you just a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure that we have a representative sample, okay? What is the last grade or formal education you have completed?
16. That would be a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Okay, gotcha. Okay, so and what is your national ancestry?
Spanish and Cuban. You know, Spain and Cuba.
Yes, sir. Okay, so be Spanish and Cuban, right?
Correct.
But
an American citizen.
Yes, sir. Just your ancestry. Okay. Cuban. Okay. Cuban. All right, sir. With this, this concludes our survey. I really appreciate your help and time with this survey. Okay, and
right.
You have a great evening.
Great.
Thank you.
Have a great.
Bye bye.